the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. 24-7 at GlobeUpTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. The Tom Likas Show brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Let's go to BlowMeUpTom.com. Click on the Mangrate banner. You will get a Tom Likas Show discount. Your friends and family? Pretty soon they'll be grilling like bros, guaranteed. It's Mangrate. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. You know, one of the things people say about me, and, you know, I listen. I've always said I don't care what people think, but I am doing this show. And as I do the show, I do pay attention to the reaction we get to things we do and say. Usually it's a woman. Sometimes it's a pussified male. But I do see a comment more than once where some of our listeners think that I've got no heart. That I am cold and calculating. And they think there's something somehow wrong with that. Now, let me just say this. I grew up with an annoyingly high IQ and an ability to analyze numbers. And let me get you inside my head for a moment, okay? Let's go inside, deep in the recesses of my mind. Are we there yet? Okay, I think we're just about there. Inside my head, it's kind of hard to explain to people because it's very Rain Man-like, but when I see a screen full of numbers or a page full of numbers, it's not quite pornography, but it is definitely very stimulating just to see it there. And I'll give you examples, like the screen on CNBC. I'm one of the few freaks that watches CNBC. I think at any given time, there's 350,000 people watching during the day in the entire country. That's one out of 1,000 people. And I'm that one. And a lot of what attracts me to it is that the screen is covered in numbers. And I can look at that screen and I can analyze the numbers. What stocks are going up? What stocks are going down? Are there patterns on the kinds of stocks that are going up and down? How's the economy doing? I can look at that screen. I can analyze it. To the right of where I'm sitting right now, there's a screen full of numbers. It shows me how many of you are listening at any given moment. I know when the bulk of you have tuned in. I know when you start tuning out. I know how many unique listeners we have in a week. I know how many people tune in a week, how many tune-ins there are. And it's fascinating to me. I'm fascinated with sports because sports are all about statistics. So I love nothing more than to have a screen full of statistics. Fascinating. I was fascinated with the concept, if you saw the movie Moneyball or you read the book, the concept of sabermetrics, which is a concept by which baseball players, you take all the emotion out of analyzing ball players, and you analyze them strictly on their statistics. I have always looked at numbers. At 12 years old, and this puts it in perspective, and I've told this story before, but let's put it in context here. I've told the story about how I was 12 years old, and the credit card they now call MasterCard was just coming out for the first time. It was called MasterCharge. And MasterCharge did something when they first started that is now illegal. But back then it was not illegal. They got the name and address of every adult in America and just sent out a MasterCharge card to everybody with a heartbeat, everybody with a pulse. Everybody got one. Everybody. They didn't worry about what your credit rating was. People had a lot better credit back then anyway. Nope. That's what they did. They sent it to everybody. I told the story about how my dad got the envelope and he opened it and there inside was the brand spanking new shiny MasterCharge card and he pulled it away from the cardboard insert and he slapped one hand over the card and his other hand and he said, "Let's break this baby in." And he proceeded to take us out. I remember we went to have Chinese food that night. And then, because we lived on Long Island, he drove us to the Smith Haven Mall. And he took the card out and he started buying clothes for everybody in the family. I got a really wild shirt and some jeans. And my sisters got clothes. And we were just partying down with the new MasterCharge. But there came a time a few months later when the bill came in. And it was large. He had spent a lot of money. And I was 12. And I read the bill. And then I turned the bill over. And just like today, back then, when I was 12, they had all this dense verbiage on the back of the credit card. And it explained how the annual percentage rate was reached. It explained, about minimum payments and how they worked. All of that. And I read all of this, and I could see how low the minimum payment was. And if you only paid the minimum payment, how many years it would take you to pay that card off. And how much the interest really was that you were paying. And I went to my dad and I said to him, "Dad, you know, if you keep spending like this, you're going to go broke." And my dad said to me I'm quoting him now, "butt the fuck out." I was ruining his party. I was raining on his parade. For once, he felt rich in his life. And the butt the fuck out is not unlike other comments I hear when I use my ability to do cost-benefit analysis and apply it to girlfriends, wives, friendships, roommates, charitable giving, and things like that. And most importantly, and the one that really gets to people, is when I apply my cost-benefit analysis to love. Love is too costly. It's too expensive. Most of us cannot afford it. The reality is that people think that when someone loves you, you owe them money. You owe it to them to financially support them. And because people feel that way, that is why I believe people should just simply not be in those relationships because it costs too much. That's why I say you shouldn't have a girlfriend because it costs too much. That's why I say you shouldn't get married. Because it costs too much. That's why I say you shouldn't have children unless you really, really, really want them and want to live a lesser lifestyle. People who have children pay child support. People who have children, they eat at Chuck E. Cheese instead of eating at fine restaurants. People who have kids drink Bud Light. They don't drink Bordeaux. That's the reality. And if you look at it with a cold, hard eye, and you say to yourself, look, let's just look at the sheer cost of this. Wives, girlfriends, babies, they just cost too much. Being loved, too expensive. I'm just giving it the cold, hard look of reality. You may decide you want those things in your life, but you have to understand that when you have those things in your life, it's going to cost you. I still talk to people about why I don't have kids. And among the reasons I give for not having kids, I say, well, you can't go the same places and do the same things. And people say, oh, yes, you can. Of course, people rarely, if ever, do. Okay? And people I know who have kids, they're saving up for college funds. They're saving up for braces. They are paying for prenatal care. They are paying for Montessori schools. They are paying to live in neighborhoods with good school districts. They're paying babysitters. They're paying nannies. They're paying housekeepers. They're paying to replace damaged furniture and repaint damaged walls. These are facts. Now, you can say it's worth it. You could say you don't mind. You could say you don't care. You could say it's worth it to spend whatever it takes. That's fine. It's not worth it to me. And that's why I always talk about the cost factor. Yes, girlfriends have a cost. Wives have a cost. Marriage has a cost. Divorce has a cost. Children have a cost. And that is why people like myself can travel better, eat better, live better. How about all that talk about living better by shopping at Walmart? You live better by not having to shop at Walmart. How ironic. People with kids shop at Walmart. People who live in trailer parks shop at Walmart. Okay? People who eat value meals have kids. Okay? People who eat food in buckets, chicken or otherwise, that's a certain kind of a person. People who vacation at places called Disneyland or Disney World or on Disney cruises. That's a certain kind of lifestyle. People who do that do not go to Burgundy for the summer. Drink wine and eat coq au vin. They don't. And they never will. Now, people get really angry when I point these things out, but they are just nothing but true. I just apply the standards of Wall Street analysis, cost-benefit analysis. I look at things like love and children and wives and girlfriends, and I apply the same standards that Wall Street companies apply to inventory, to real estate, to return on investment. Am I getting what I'm paying for when I'm paying for these things? I don't think so. Just like outsourcing. Rather than having a wife, I can outsource for a woman who will have sex with me. On the rare chance that an American woman would actually do housework in the 21st century, I can outsource to Honduras, as I do. I can outsource and get somebody in to clean my house. Costs a lot less. At the end of the day, love her to death, but she goes home. And we're done. Done for the day. Done for the week. It's very much like running your life is like running a corporation. You know, think about Wall Street and corporations today. You want to keep the number of employees low. You want to keep unnecessary cost, unnecessary spending under control. Right? That's where you want to be. And that's why I apply these standards to my own personal life. I'm not going to be sitting in January with $1,000 or $1,500 in unpayable bills, like many of you. What is the good of that? What does that accomplish? Christmas is all about pretending you care. Sending Christmas cards to people you hardly ever talk to. Trying to figure out what kind of gifts to buy for people you really don't know all that well. And then those people secretly taking your stuff back and returning it for cash or re-gifting it. That's the dark, seamy underbelly of friendships, relationships, family, love. That's what's really going on. And so, yes, I apply the standards of Wall Street to relationships, to family, to divorce, to children, to girlfriends, to wives. Yes, I apply accounting standards. GAAP, it's called. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. I apply generally accepted accounting principles to whether I'm getting my money's worth being married, whether I get my money's worth having a girlfriend, whether I get my money's worth having a baby or several children. Because I'm a numbers guy, and I look at it like a numbers guy. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's something we ought to do more often. Outsource for sex. Outsource for housework. Treat women like vehicles that depreciate the minute you drive them off the lot. Lease, rent, borrow, but don't buy. I have simplified the process. And in the process, I live a much better lifestyle than many people I know, including people I've known who made more money than I do. But they keep spending it on getting married and getting divorced. They spend it on children. They spend it on alimony. They spend it on child support. I don't do that. Love is too costly. Girlfriends are too costly. Wives are too costly. Children are too costly. And as I have pointed out in the program using cost-benefit analysis, if you want to have children, it's much more cost-effective to have them on your own. Irish surrogate parent use in vitro fertilization. Leave women out of it. Hiring out for a nanny is a lot cheaper than paying an ex-wife. Or a wife. And this way you have complete control over those kids. So I figured it all out for you, and now all you need to do is call me here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now. But some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor. And now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got, and on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now, 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and his teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case. And he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number, 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
You think you're so clever.
Great! That's exactly what we're looking for.
We're looking for someone, anyone, to create a YouTube sensation to make the world know about
The Tom Likas Show.
Go nuts. Throw yourself into it. Throw everyone else into it. Just make a killer video. You've got until January 20th. Tom, Gary, Dino, and Art will pick the top five videos. Then the listeners will vote for the winner, who gets an exclusive New Normal prize pack, including a subscription to Premium Tom and
viral immortality.
Upload your video to YouTube. Then let us know about it.
Video contest at newnormalnetwork.com.
And get to work.
Full details, updates, and maybe even some titty pictures at blowmeuptom.com and at the Tom Likas Show Facebook page.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com. The Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. I did all the math for you. Girlfriends, too expensive. Children, way too expensive. Wives and girlfriends together. Oh, my God. Divorce. Forget it. Why do it? 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Jeff is calling from Inglewatts. Jeff, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Thomas, what's up with it? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
All right, look. So, first of all, I want to put my stats out there. I want a little bit of advice, but I want to put my stats out there. I am 34 years old. I don't have any kids. I have three businesses. I have two houses. So I definitely want you to understand that. And I finished school. I got my college degree. And in my 20s and my early 30s, I fucking lived it up. Okay? So I definitely want to preface that, and I want you to know that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, with that said, I am my own man, and I decided to have children. You know, I think it is a beautiful thing, and I'm not here to debate that at all whatsoever. But what I do want, though, Tom, is I want your advice on what are some of the financial obligations I'm looking forward. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I actually have a child on the way within in a couple months. My child will be on the way. Beautiful, healthy boy. And you know, I just want to know, you know what I mean? Like, what are some of the payments I need to look out for? Because, you know, I drive a nice car. I wear nice clothes. I have fun. I have all kinds of gadgets. And I want to continue to live like that. You see what I'm saying? And so I just want to be prepared. And I'll tell me what's up, Tom. What's up?
Who's the mother of your kid?
All right. First of all, it is a girlfriend in which she lives at her place. I live at my place. I will not marry her. She knows that from the get-go. So that is that. She kind of has a lot of the views I have in terms of how relationships are. I'm very unique. You know, I personally feel like if it was legal, I'd do polygamy, you know. But in this country or whatever, you know, things don't really go that way. So she understands where I feel in terms of that, and we both have the same kind of moral fabric to, like, raise a kid together.
Well, okay. This is you made that decision to have a kid, or this was an accident and you learned to enjoy it?
I totally planned it, and I'm not bullshitting you either. I'm not calling you trying to puff my chest out. I really did plan it, you know? Like, I really did. So it's not an accident at all whatsoever.
Understood. Okay. And how did you decide on this woman to be the mother of your kid?
Oh, well, that has a lot to do with just like with morals and trying to raise a kid and understanding, like, in terms of diet. Like, our diet is the same. Our view on religion is the same. Our view on the absence of religion, you know, specifically is the same. We're both go-getters. We both have our own business. We both, you know, like, I'm like a black nationalist, and she's like an Angela Davis to my Malcolm X, you know? And
yeah,
it's just a good vibe, and things are really, really good between us. And so I want to manifest a child into this world with her.
Because you know what I'm recommending to guys now? You've done your thing, but I'm recommending to guys to get surrogate mothers so that they do not have to share custody, so that they do not have to pay vagina money or child support ever. You know, you pay the surrogate mother 20 or 30 grand to do her thing, and then you're done.
Is there any paperwork I need to look out for? Is there anything I should do?
Well, you need to do it with an attorney. You mean you in your situation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, did you ever formalize the child support?
No, have not.
Well, here's the risk you're taking, okay? If for some reason, and I know you can't foresee that, but if for some reason down the line she decides she doesn't like you anymore, maybe you marry somebody else. Maybe she doesn't like who you're dating. Maybe, I don't care if she has the same attitude you do. People say that until they see you with somebody else who's hotter than they are, younger than they are.
Exactly.
Suddenly they have a different opinion. So my recommendation to people like you is that you formalize that relationship with the help of an attorney.
Okay.
So that you are recognized. Because right now, when you pay to support that child, you are getting no credit for that. And the way the laws work in many states, if not most states, when that kid is 15, she can go to court and say, you've never paid a dime in child support. And drag you into family court. And you'll say, but look, I've been paying for years. And the judge is going to say, prove it.
Interesting. Nice.
And remember, it's all good now. It's right. Always good now.
Right. Until she sees me fucking some, like, you know what I mean?
Somebody really hot.
Latina chick.
Right. Yeah. Somebody really hot and younger than she is. You watch.
Right, no doubt.
How this great situation could go south. And that's one of the methods that women use to try to pull you back down to size. All right, you got your new girlfriend. See how much she likes you if you've got no spending money.
Yeah.
All right.
So summarizing, first of all, I need to get with a lawyer. You say formalize a relationship in terms of like.
And I would do it with a lawyer. In other words, explain to an attorney that your situation, that you had a baby with someone you're not married to, that you're on good terms, but that you have never formalized child support, and that your fear is if one day she goes all, Cassandra Perkins on your ass and starts arguing with you and shit.
Yeah.
You never know when suddenly she's going to take you to court and say, he's never paid me a dime, Maury. She never paid me a dime. He's never bought me Pampers. You ever watch Maury? Mm. My favorite show. Mm. And these women going, he never even bought me diapers, Maury. And the thing is, it's one thing to say it on Maury, because everybody says it. But when she goes into court and says that, the judge has the power to make you pay for things you already paid for.
Damn. Right.
See what I'm saying? So you want to go in to an attorney who specializes in family law, and you want to tell him your situation. And your situation is, it's all great right now, but you weren't born yesterday, and you know that one day it might not be great, and you want to make sure that down the line you can't come back and say, you owe me 15 years of child support.
Mm. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Wow, that's really good advice, man. Is there anything else that you know?
Well, I think that's the most important thing for you.
Okay.
You know, because again, I look at it, I'm a cold-hearted bastard, man.
I look
at the dollars and cents and what can go wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I've been listening to you for so many years. You make all the sense, and just all the other guys listening out there. I mean, things weren't all rosy for me, man. I mean, there's times I had to have these chicks have abortions, man. You know what I mean? Fuck around and get like a hood rat pregnant on some stupid shit, you know? Like, guys, man, like, you know, like, you know, a lot of my friends, I go back to the hood, a lot of guys say, man, I'm lucky, man. Look at you, man, you're lucky. I'm like, dude, I'm not lucky, man. This shit is hard work, you know? And it's just like, I didn't make too many stupid decisions. I mean, it's very easy for me to make stupid decisions, especially with these chicks, bro. You know what I mean? They see you shining. They see you educated. They see you looking good, smelling good, making money, have a future. And the first thing they want to do is attach themselves to you and then shut you off from all of that shit.
Right.
You know? From all the spoils in which you work hard for, you know?
And pretty soon you're Jovan Belcher.
Oh, horrible.
Right? Hang on a second here, Jeff. I have a caller, Eric. Eric, what did you want to say to Jeff?
Hey, Jeff. I'm just concerned that you fully haven't thought this through yet. You don't sound completely convinced. It sounds like you're more trying to convince yourself now that you're okay with this. But, yeah, you don't sound fully convinced. And this is with love I'm saying this, because it sounds like you're already in deep and there's no way out of it, and it feels like you need to rationalize why this works.
Nah, that's not, you know why that's not true is because I've been with her for at least like 4 years, and I completely made this decision. I mean, we actually worked on having a kid. It's not like we accidentally had this baby, you know? That it's not an accident at all, and it may come across like that to you, but I know deep down in my heart that it's not that way, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, if you truly do feel that way, then it's all good then. But, I mean, if you have any doubt that you don't feel that way, you may want to admit it to yourself, because you might need to change your whole way of doing things, because you said that you planned this out, but you're calling Tom and asking him how much it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $250,000 throughout the life of the kid just to have him. That's not even with college.
Yeah, I heard that, right? But I wanted, what, let's break down that figure, $250,000. Where is that going to? I've heard that figure before. I'm no idiot.
It's going to food, clothes, I mean, doctor's visits, anything you could possibly think of. I mean,
by the way, think about this, $250,000, over a lifetime equals $10,000 times 25 years.
I thought that was just till 18 without college, Tom.
I'm not sure. You might be right about that. Various numbers have been quoted, but my point is, these numbers include inflation. The dollar today is worth a lot less than it was 25 years ago or even 5 years ago.
Right.
So it includes inflation. It includes food, shelter, clothing, braces, medical care, schooling if the kid goes to any private schools.
But it don't include child support. And, I mean, homie, if you think that this woman is not going to eventually take you for child support, you're fooling yourself.
Hey, that's why it's a great idea to go to a lawyer and try to protect myself, bro. I'm not fighting that.
No, I know that. I just fear that you're in denial with it and that you haven't fully admitted it, because you sound like a really intelligent guy. You really do. You sound really intelligent. And for me, just knowing myself and how I do things, I see a lot of the way I rationalize myself with you. And the way I'm looking at it is you're already in this, so you're trying to find ways to get comfortable with it, because you may have just made a mistake. And an intelligent guy like you, making this kind of mistake is a big deal to have to admit to yourself. And I'm not saying you have, but it's just
right.
You want to take a look at, brother, because this, you know, you said you were prepared and you thought about all this, but you don't sound all that prepared, and you sound very unsure, or you're just really scared.
Hey, bro, you know what it might be? It might be the fact that as much as I prepare for it, like, shit is about to get real. You know what I mean? As much as you rationalize it in your brain and you think about it, shit's about to get real. I'm about to have a baby that's going to be needing my economic, emotional, and spiritual support, you know? So
that's provided by a woman that was raised in this generation. And it's like, man, I hope you do well with this, brother. I really do, because it just the thought of any young, intelligent man like you doing this is scary. It's scary.
But The thing about it is, like, having children to me in my world isn't as a big, what's the word? It's not catastrophic as it is to a lot of the listeners listening right now.
That's because you're still getting along with the mother of the kid.
What do you do for a living?
All right, for one, first and foremost, I'm an educator. That's first and foremost, high school educator. Second of all, I used my inheritance to open up businesses. So I have telecommunications and cell phone businesses and consultations. I have three. I'm literally sitting right in front of one right now. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going up there. So, like, my money's making money for me. You know, I do what I love, and you know what I mean? Like, Tom's an atheist, you know? I'm not. You know, just because Tom's an atheist, I mean, I'm going to be atheist, you know? Just because a lot of the guys say, you know, like, having kids is catastrophic for them don't mean it's catastrophic for me. I'm my own man, you know?
No, that's true, but see, this even concerns me more, because if you've got inheritance and you come from a well-to-do background, that's even more reason to protect yourself, man.
Hell yeah, I totally agree with you, bro.
You haven't done a whole lot of research on this. It's like, I think, you know what I mean? Like, you really...
You're right. I haven't. That's why I'm calling in. If that's the case, that's why I'm calling in. And I'm asking for support. I'm not, you know...
Oh, no. That's why I'm calling, because I could feel it in you, brother. I feel it in you. You're convincing yourself of this. I think you want this, and it's obviously not going to break you if you've got the kind of financial stability that you're referring to, just based on what you said. But it's like, emotionally and all that shit, like, this, you know, it's just I mean, you obviously got to make the best out of this, but man, you really need to look into this. You need to see an attorney tomorrow to protect everything,
sir.
And you need to strategize an exit plan the minute you see red flags fly up.
You're right.
There's good women out there, man, but it's like, if you said she's known you for 4 years, that means she knows everything about you. She knows all about the money you come from, the businesses that you've got, all that stuff. You need to go to a lawyer and get a game plan tomorrow.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
To protect all your businesses, to protect all your things.
Yeah.
All of this.
You're right, bro.
I hate seeing people educated, because you sound more than high school educated. You sound a lot more than that, and that's probably from just life experience in and itself. But it's like, man, you got to protect yourself, because seeing young men go down these days, it's the most depressing thing ever, and it's serious.
Yeah,
Adamy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, man, I agree 100%. Tom, you got my phone blowing up. I got all kinds of text messages coming in right now.
I love that.
Hey, she doesn't listen to this, does she?
No. She's not going to hear this. I play the replays, and I'll make sure she doesn't hear this.
You know, just saying, dude. These women these days, they're clever as fuck. I mean, I can just see it right now, unraveling the wrong way, and it's like, man, that would. What city do you live in?
I live in Inglewood, actually. But you know, I'm saying, like, I bought a house in like Ladera area.
I live in Culver City. You live right near me.
Oh, nice.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope all this pans out for you, dude. I really do. You need to see an attorney tomorrow. Get a game plan going. You need to find some way to protect yourself. So all it takes is, because, I mean, Adam Sachs said this a few days ago. As soon as a woman gives birth, everything changes hormonally. It doesn't even have to be...
I know where you go with that, Eric. The fact is that she's going to say, where are you going tonight? Who are you out with last night? What are you doing? And she's going to start pushing you for more of a commitment, no matter what she said in the past.
Yeah.
Anything they say is null and void, and they'll just start making shit up. I know a guy personally, a friend of mine, he just got taken for $100,000 going to court to defend himself to get his boy, man. It's fucked up out there. I'm afraid of women. I'm not, like, completely scared shitless of them, but, like, man, as soon as I see red flags, I'm out. What happened to my boy and what happened to the men that I see on this program, Tom, you are a lifesaver. You give men the best advice living in this day and age. Both, I mean, between Money Monday, Likas 101, Likas 201, and just your segments about life and treating people, man, they've helped.
I want to piggyback on that for everybody. This is Jeff speaking. Absolutely, Tom. You have completely saved me, man. Like I said, there were dark days. There were dark days, man. You know, turn on the Tom Likas show, and then there it is, man. It's just like somebody is verbalizing and articulating the same ideas I had in my head, deep in my subconscious mind that I was just probably too scared to say. Back when you were on 97.1, every day I would listen to you. Up in the business, man, people would walk in my business, hear your voice, and either want to spend more money or fuck around and leave, you know? But at the end of the day, though, Tom, like, what you say is very, very important. And then what I want to tell people, too, is you guys have to be strong, man. Stop being fucking weak-ass idiots. And, you know what I mean? Because you guys are so weak. You know what I mean? No disrespect to Tom, but just y'all want to do everything Tom says just because he says it. What you need to do is apply it to your own life. You need to hear what he says. Some things you take, some things you don't take, and you build your foundation off of there, man. Some of you guys are fucking weak.
There's no doubt about that.
Because I've been listening to you, Tom, since I was like 20, 21, and some of this shit didn't apply to me. But I kept listening, and then as I would start to date, I'd be like, oh my God, that's what Tom's talking about. I'm getting the fuck out of here now.
You know, I love hearing from the guys whose lives are going well. They're making good money. They didn't pay out vagina money or child support or any of that stuff. I love hearing from guys about that.
Nice.
You know, anyways, Tom, I got to get going. I love you, brother. You are the man. I listen to you. I listen to you just about every single day. I need my daily dose of Tom. This shit's like AA. It needs to keep repeating in my head so I can keep practicing it, because I've been trained a different way my whole life, and I'm surrounded by people living a different way. And if I don't listen to you every day, even for a little bit of time, just to refresh and, to really remind myself exactly what it is I'm doing and what to look out for, I would not be as happy as I am today, Tom. You're immense, and you are fabulous. Anyways, I got to get off. Good luck to you, brother.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. All right, Jeff, you've got your marching orders. You know what you have to do.
Bill O'Reilly, followed by Compton Style. Thank you.
Here it comes, Jeff.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks. Bitch.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. Four out of five doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New
Normal Rock. I've got a question for you. Have you experienced the smell of smoke in your home after a nearby fire? Well, you know what? That means you've got smoke damage. Don't try to call your insurance carrier and negotiate that claim yourself, because you're never going to get the results you would have gotten had you called GA Public Adjusters. GA Public Adjusters at 866-866-0777 or online at irepresentyou.com. Now, maybe you have water or mold damage, wind or roof damage. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve. It won't cost a thing out of your pocket, and your insurance premium will not go up. GA Public Adjusters receives a modest percentage of the settlement they'll work so hard to get for you. Why protect a big corporate insurance company when you pay them to protect you? GA Public Adjusters works for you on both home and business claims. Call for a free estimate today, 866-866-0777. Or visit them online at www.irepresentyou.com. GA Public Adjusters. Call today and get paid. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And coming up next, something we have not had the opportunity to do in 5 years. Coming up next, from the entertainment capital of the world, Burbank, California. It'll be the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. To find out who has the best breasts in Hollywood. Now, you can start calling right now and get your vote in for the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. Just call 901-3000-TOM right now. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. We haven't done this since the 2008 awards, and there are many, many new entrants, and probably some of the same as well. 901-3000-866. It's the 2013 Golden Globes Awards, coming to you from Burbank, the entertainment capital of the, no, the entertainment and chorizo capital of the world, coming up next.
Don't just sit on your ass. Sit on your ass, pick up a phone and call Tom.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
I'm a chorizo.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New study shows that male jurors are biased against fat broads.
Of course they are, because they see them as lazy.
Male jurors are more likely to find obese women guilty than lean women.
Yes.
Yeah!
There's nothing redeeming about them. Mm. So then they just sit there and be like, fuck this, let's get the trial over with.
This is a study by your friends there at Yale University, by the way. So there's no questioning the outcome of this. By the way, it says they didn't show the same weight bias against their own gender. So fat dudes, maybe not so guilty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because they work hard.
Exactly.
Men work.
Speaking of the fat broads, you know that the dude that mowed everybody down in that theater there in Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah.
At James Holmes. There's actually a fan club for him called Homies.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And Misty Benjamin is a part of that fan club, mm-hmm. and she says she's physically attracted to Mr. Ho.
Yeah, and this happens. I mean, look at Lyle and right. What's-his-face Menendez. They blew their parents away with the shotgun. Nice couple of guys. Richard mm-hmm. Night Stalker Ramirez, he was kind enough to yeah. kill a bunch of folks. They actually get married in prison. There are actually groupies to people like this.
Yeah.
And this doesn't surprise me. I wonder if Misty would have changed her tune if, let's say, it was her parents or a sister or somebody. It was yeah. mowed down over there in the Colorado theater.
Misty says, when I first saw him, physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
And when I get upset, I look at his picture and I calm down.
Right. I look at her picture.
Right.
And I don't calm down.
Get your work done?
It just, this young lady's house, I wonder if it was the orange hair of the mugshot that really did it for this young lady. By mm-hmm. the way, you have to look a few times at Misty Benjamin because it's hard to tell that's even abroad.
Yeah. An autopsy shows that Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher was drunk at the time he put 9 bullets into his girlfriend.
Yeah, here's an example where they were... There, he was out partying. They got into an argument or whatever, and then he went out to partying and didn't get back and went to some broad place.
He passed out in his
Rolls Royce or Bentley or whatever it was. And then some residents of the apartment complex are like, hey, you might want to stay here. And I guess he's like, whatever you do, wake me up because I'll miss a team
right.
meeting. And, of course, the rest is history.
Well, apparently, after sobering up quite a bit, he still had a blood alcohol level of
0.17. That's what happens
pretty goddamn
when you're
decent right
popping
there.
Bottles yeah. at the club. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Danica Patrick apparently filed for divorce on January 3rd in Arizona, citing an irretrievably broken marriage.
Yeah.
To her husband, Paul Hospenthal. I don't know anything about this dude.
Well, I think that's the concept, and I have to give him credit for remaining out of the limelight. I know she does everything possible to get the attention, but our friend laid low for sure. And, by the way, filing on the 3rd, I don't know if it was up against football games and stuff like that. That's really smart, actually. That's a great time to file. Kind of got swallowed up her divorce.
Sure. It's apparently one of the biggest divorce weeks of the year. That's
right.
Where everybody is just done. They got through the holidays. It's time to start anew.
Yeah.
Get rid of that baggage.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You know what? I good for him then. I hope Paul gets out there and A, takes her for a lot of cash, and B, finds himself some other of them Arizona broads are pretty hot over there.
There's tons of them. Lance Armstrong stopped by his Livestrong Foundation before heading to an interview with Oprah today, and he delivered an emotional apologies to staff members.
Oh,
some of who broke down in tears.
I love the staff members.
Others threw shit at him.
They sat there and they were surprised by what he was admitting to. I don't know. I guess the interview has already happened, and we're going to find out on Thursday. I guess Lance has an interview with this fat woman, and it's on her network that nobody's heard of. And we'll find out what he says, if he actually cops the fact that he might have done steroids. We don't know.
A baby shower brawl in Staunton, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
that's right. A baby shower brawl in Staunton, Massachusetts resulted in 3 men and a 14-year-old boy being arrested. The brawl actually involved as many as 200 people, including women and children.
Wait a second. What the hell kind of party is that?
They were getting down.
My God, that's a huge party. I've never even heard of something that size for a fucking baby shower. Get the hell out of here. I'm really I'm proud of the folks involved, especially Patrick Lopes. That guy's awesome because he's smiling for his mugshot. He knows that the whole thing's hilarious.
Exactly.
Good for him.
There you have it. Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary's Dino.
Yes.
Check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding. And they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Superstock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world.
From stock engines to 1,000 horsepower killer street machines, go to PontiacEngines.com. Click on the email link at the bottom of the page and get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you'll get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.